We continue our learning in Leilin Nishmas Tavi Ben Menachem Rosh Hashem Yachem and Pinchas Taliya. We're in Sukkah Perek Dalid Mishnah Vav. Ki Maaseu Bachol Kach Maaseu BaShabbos. When we're speaking about the Arava ceremony, so whatever they did on the weekdays, what they did on Shabbos as well, it was the same. We're obviously referring to the Arava, that ceremony that was done when the seventh day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos. That's the only time the Arava ceremony is Docha Shabbos, as we mentioned, when it's Hoshana Rabbah. But on that day, they did everything the same that they would do on a weekday. Ella, except for the following. Shoyu Malaktin Osun Me'erev Shabbos. They would gather the Aravos, these long branches from Erev Shabbos. Remember, they went to the Motzah, they went to that area that which was south of Yerushalayim. So that they did Erev Shabbos. Umanichin Osun Begigio Shel Zahav Kedei Sheloich Moshu. And they put them on Erev Shabbos in these golden bowls, so that in water, so that they wouldn't wither. On a weekday, they could do it. That is not a problem. They could do it on that very day and bring fresh. But on Shabbos, they can't cut them out of the ground, so they have to do that Erev Shabbos. He wanted them to remain fresh for the next day, so they put these in these gigio shel zav. Now, the truth is, what about on a yontif? On a yontif, you're not allowed to cut them out of the ground either. So some of the farshim point out that the same thing would be true, maybe not for Chol HaMoed, but the first day of yontif, let's say. Since when are you allowed to cut things out? I think a kotzer is a malacha, not allowed on yontif. So they must have done the niksira prior to this as well. So the idea that Chol and Shabbos are different than on a Shabbos, if the seventh day fell out on Shabbos, the Arava ceremony, prior to it, they had to gather the wood, the branches of the Aravos from Motzah. They had to do that in advance of Shabbos. That had to do in advance of Yontif as well. The Chiddush here of the Mishnah simply is that that on Shabbos, for both Shabbos and Yontif, you had to cut them out of the ground before. But the fact that it's Shabbos, you would have thought maybe I shouldn't even be able to move them. No, they're not booked, so you're allowed to move them on Shabbos. That's not a problem. And others claim that there is a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Why? Because on Yontif, you're allowed to carry. So yes, you may cut them before Yontif started, but you could keep them in a house and then carry them to the Beis HaMikdash on Yontif day. But on Shabbos, since you're not allowed to carry them, so then that's why they had to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash and before Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka says like this, Charios shel dekel hayu mevi'in, they brought palm branches, day palm branches, v'choftin osan bakarka, and they would beat them on the ground, b'tzidei ha-mizbeach, on the sides of the mizbeach, v'oso hayom, and that very day, Nikra was called Yom Chibot Charios, the day of the beating of the branches of the date palm branches. Now, what is Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Hu doing? So, there's a lot of discussion about this opinion, the idea of banging on the ground. Obviously, sounds familiar to us from Hoshana Rabbah, but we don't bang on the ground the dekel, the lula of the palm branches. And let's see what this is all about. So, the Gemara Daf Memhei has, at least Rav Huna's explanation, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Hu is the following. The Pasuk says, Kaposta marim, regarding the mitzvah of lulav. Kaposta's plural. So he felt that, you know what I darshan from there? There have to be two date palms. One is for the mitzvah of lulav, and one is to be used by the mizbeach. And that's what they did. They brought these dekel, and they would hit them on the ground by the tzidei mizbeach, and the Yerushalmi has al gabei hamizbeach. They beat them, the palm branches, on the mizbeach itself. But that's based on kaposta marim. Obviously, the Tanna Kamma, who does not have this minhag at all of bringing the salach, of bringing palm branches and banging them on the mizbeach, is because the pasuk may say kapos tamarim, but kapos is written as kapas. We had this in the past. It's written as if it's singular. And that was the source of why there's only one lulav, as we said in the past. And the same thing here, there's only one branch that has to be taken, and that's for the mitzvah, and that's all. That was Rav Huna's explanation of the Gemara, but Rabbi Levi understands differently. He says, you know why Rabbi Yochanan Baruch says this halacha? Because in Shir HaShirim, the Jewish people are compared to a date palm, and just that is the date palm has one heart, the inside is considered the heart. And some say it's the fact that, no, it has no bark. So the wood is the same on the inside and the outside of the date palm. But either way, there's just way the palm has one heart, so too the Jewish people are also have one heart. That means we're dedicated to Hashem completely, and symbolically we brought the date palm for this reason. So that was a different explanation from Yochanan and Baruch, nothing to do with the pasuk kapos demarim. And what did he say they did with it? V'choftir oso bakarka, on the ground, according to our gerus at least, b'tzidei hamizbeach. Now, Tana Kama doesn't mention anything about banging. However, there are those who explain, that what Tana Kama means, that whatever holds, that whatever Rabbi Yochanan Baruch said they did with the deckel with the date palm, that's what they did with the arava, with the willow branches. Why? Because the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel says, Lefisha ein baisusim modim mechipet arava. Because the baisusim, once again, who didn't believe in this whole arava ceremony, it's not mentioned in the Torah at all, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, so they didn't believe in this idea of beating the arava at all. Obviously, there was this part of the ceremony included banging the arava. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch said, no, the banging was done with date palms, but that's obviously the source of our minhag to do this on Hoshana Rabbah. So that's another issue, whether this was banging of the arava according to the Tana Kama, or is Rabbi Yochanan Baruch the one introducing the concept of banging, and it only happened with the date palm. Then the Mishnah said, and that day was called the day of the beating of the achariyos, of the date palm branches. Now, most of the Rishonim say that Rabbi Yochanan Baruch is when he says this idea that they brought the dekel and that day is called Chibut Charios, he's arguing on the Tana Kama regarding all days, not only on Shabbos. The Mishnah happens to be speaking about when the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah, is Shabbos, and we're speaking about what we did in the Beis HaMikdash. So it sounds like Yochanan Baruch is talking about that day, but most Rishonim say no, he's talking about any day. Voso Hayom is referring to each and every day of the Chag was the day that was called Chibut Charios, all 7 days, because they banged the date palm all of those 7 days. And other Rishonim say that Rabbi Yochanan Baruch was only arguing on the Tana Kama regarding the seventh day of Sukkot, and that's why you say Oso Hayom, and that was the day that was the beating of the palm branches, not every day, only on the seventh day. And others suggest that Rabbi Yochanan Baruch is, if it's true that he holds that they brought Chariot Shel Dekel every single day, so why don't we mention this in Mishnah Hay? Mishnah Hay is where we spoke. The Mishnah started with Mitzvahs Arava Ketzad, and it spoke about collecting the Morbios of Arava and putting them up against the Mizbeach and blowing the shofar and all of that. Why didn't mention Rabbi Yochanan Baruch in that Mishnah? After all, if he argues that every day that you brought these date palms, shouldn't we mention his name in that Mishnah? And that's the reason is because, according to some, the Rabbi Yochanan Baruch only holds, this is true, only disagrees with the Tana Kama when the seventh day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. Exactly the case of our Mishnah. Why? What does that mean? We have three opinions. One is that the beating of the palm branches, according to Rabbi Yochanan Baruch, was every day. Others say it was only on Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day. And this is saying, no, only when Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day, fell out on Shabbos, you beat date palms. And maybe not the willow branches, not the arava. Why? So the answer is, says Tiferes Yisrael, because it was this day that you had to bring the branches before Shabbos. And we're afraid the aravos dry up very, very quickly. So therefore, maybe the Nevi'im said that we should bring palm branches instead because they don't wither as quickly. And that's where they'll be fresh for what we need them for. And that's why this is specifically a halacha of the beating of the palm branches, according to this third opinion, only when the seventh day falls out on Shabbos. Now, Tosus, the Ritvan, others suggest that Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, when he says, they brought Chario Shel Dekel, whatever it is, Hoyu Mevim, that's not to the exclusion of Aravos. It means, in addition, they had palm branches and willow branches and Aravos that were used in the Beis HaMikdash, but in his mind, the date palm was, that branch was more important, and therefore that's why it's emphasized in the Mishnah. Perek Dal in Mishnah Zion. Miyad hatinokos shomtin es lulvein va'ochlin es rogein. That's the whole Mishnah. But there are two ways to understand miyad. So one miyad is immediately, meaning right when the mitzvah of the lulav on the seventh day of the lulav was over and the arava was over. So now, you know what the children did? Shomtin es lulavehen. Shomtin means really mean to slip out. So it means maybe to slip them out of the twigs that surrounded them, slip them out of their bindings. According to Rashi, shomtin means to put them aside, meaning after the mitzvah was over, on the seventh day, the children, they put them aside so they could, maybe play with them. And v'ochlin estrogeyen, and they would eat their estrogen. Now, it sounds like we're talking about the lulavim of the children themselves, and the estrogen of the children themselves. Why do they have lulav and estrog? Because they have reached the age of chinuch, of course. Now, so now what does it mean they would eat the estrog? We know that on the seventh day, it's still a mitzvah of estrog. You're not allowed to use it for any other purpose than the mitzvah, any of the dalet minim. It's set aside for the mitzvah for the entire 7 days. So, and the 7 days still going on. We don't say mitzvah sayom kukulo, and it's over, and you're not allowed to eat the estrog. So, that being the case, Rashi thinks that we treat the estrogim of children different than the estrogim of adults. Why? Because although they were there for the sake of the mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah gemura because it's for the purposes of chinuch. And therefore, since there it's not mitzvah gemura of estrog, we have the right to be lenient and allow them to eat them on the seventh day once their mitzvah is over. The adults wouldn't able to be able to eat the estrogim, but the kids were able to do so. Now, that's translating the word as miyad immediately. However, there is another interpretation, and Tosfos discussed this is in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Memhei, and Tosfos gives another interpretation. And that means miyad means not immediately, but from the hands of. From the hands of the tinokos. Who's the subject? Who's shomtin? Who's slipping away? Who's taking lulavim and estrogim? The adults. The adults are stealing, are taking the lulavim and estrogim of the kids. That's what's happening on Sukkot, and that's what this Mishnah is saying on the seventh day. Now, Tosu says, and I quote, Lulavei hatinokos shomtin agadolim miyadon v'ochlim estrogim shotinokos. The ain bedavar gezel. This is not a problem of stealing. Velomishum darke shalom. Not a problem that sometimes we have stealing the derabbanon just to keep the peace. Not a problem of that either. Elo shekach na gubo machma simcha. Because that was the purpose for the done of. And if stealing is done for simcha, then we allow it. Tosus goes on and says like this, and he says v'yesh lilmod mikan. You can learn from me this Tosus daf men hey amar aleph in sukkah. You learn from me la osan. You have the young men who are the friends of the chasan, let's say, and they're riding on horses. On a horseback to greet the chasam, nilchamim ze im ze, they battle with each other, the koren big doshal chaver, they rip the other person's clothing, or mekalka lo suso, or you ruin the other person's horse, shame turin, they're exempt from payment. Why? Shekach nagu machmas simchas chasan. For simcha, we even allow such a thing. And that's what it means, the same thing here. The adults would take this, and that was part of the simcha, and that was allowed. Now, Rashi, on daf memvam, on Daf Mem Vav, Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi here says Shomptin and Mem Vavim at Beis. Rashi brings a little story here. Rashi says it's impossible. Yesh Mefarshim, those who explain Miyad Tinokos, Kolomer means Miyad Achar Siyum Mitzvah Lulav, our first interpretation, immediately after the Mitzvah of Lulav, the Tinokos, Shomptin is Lulavayan. What does it mean? They leave him off to the side. So says Rashi, although Rashi quoted that position, the Einira. I don't think so. I don't think they would be eating their estrogim. Because I have there is a medrash, which is in Vayikra Rabbah, that says the following. Rashi quotes this medrash. Maise b'chased echad shenasan dinar le'oni v'knitaso ishto. He had a very pious person. He gave a coin to an ani, and his wife was upset. He's using up all their money. Ubarach, he ran away. V'lo hayalo b'amelis parnes. And he had no way to make a living. B'shvi sharava halach. So on the seventh day, it was Hoshana Rabbah. Halach, which is the last day of Sukkot. Halach v'shamat esrogim. He had atinokos. What did he do? He took... and he slipped away estrogim from the tinokos. Kedisnan? Tamon mi yaratino. Guess what you learn there? The, what does it say? Mi yaratino shomtin v'chule. Vayoso chasid over besvina derech krachecha. Then what was he doing with all these esrogim? He was so he had no way to no food, no way to make a living, no way to he was starving. And here he has all these esrogim that he took from the kids, and he was going over besvina derech krachecha through one large city. V'hutzuchule beis hamelech esrogim. Esrogim the mitzvah the refuah. And guess what the palace needed? The king needed for refuah. The king was sick, and they needed this esrogim to heal him. Umachran biyoker gadol. He made a lot of money on him. B'chazal leveso when he returned home. So Alma says Rashi gadolim shamti le'miyaratinokos. That's what it means. Miyad means that they slipped him away from the tinokos, and not that immediately the tinokos were using the ate the esrogim. The esrogim is still around, and it's very clear that it was that the adults took the esrogim from the kids, and that's in fact supported by this very story.